Welcome, welcome, welcome. Happy belated Martin Luther King Day? Question mark. Cause y'all know, like, let's keep it a buck. I'm coming in spicy. Let's keep it a buck. United States ain't give a goddamn about Martin Luther King Jr. Like, you know what's crazy? Last year when I was on Twitter, they watching called it. They did him so dirty. The CIA posted like a long ass paragraph talking about some how Martin Luther King Day, blase, blase. I was like, how y'all gonna post dude knowing that y'all got him assassinated? Like, y'all the ones that took him out, bro. Y'all silenced him. Y'all gonna post him and be like, we trying to live on in your memory. Like, go to hell. I would have been in heaven pissed. Like, really? You know what? I'm gonna say it. I would have been like, really, nigga? Because I'm pretty sure Martin Luther King, he called me, man, get these niggas out of my face. Like, when he was probably beefing with Malcolm, you feel me, the other pastors, when he went to the Southeast Church Conference, that was like, you feel me, what's good with you and Malcolm? Man, I don't fuck with that nigga Malcolm, old lame-ass nigga, man. Fuck out of here. Now, what if it was crazy? What if it was really like that thing? But now, he probably didn't even say it. You probably just called everybody brother and king, you know? That's what I'm trying to do. Because I don't like the great mob, you know what I'm saying? My other African American kin folk. But everybody that got the same skin ain't your kin, boy. If you seen Queen of Slim, y'all know what I'm talking about, man. Y'all know the vibes. Keep it the action, you know? Yeah. I ain't really got much to talk about this week, so we just gonna hop straight into it, and whatever is on the timestamp is on the timestamp. Let me see. So, Martin Luther King Day, Lakers got obliterated by 32 last night, in the Garden. I know LeBron was sick about that. Kemba Walker is 1-28 against LeBron now, thanks to the win last night, but they still have the number one record in the East, I mean in the West, at 34-9, and then the Bucks have the number one record in the East with 39-6, yeah, I said it right, so, I mean, hey, but you feel me? This game really don't even matter for real. I mean, it do, because the Lakers is on the run. And it's the first game with AD back, so I don't know if, like, I don't know. The Lakers, they missing a piece, but that's what I keep saying. They are missing. They are one piece away from the championship. Literally. And everybody, I'm not gonna say everybody, but they said that they eyeing Derrick Rose. I wouldn't be mad to see Derrick Rose in the purple and gold. I would be alright. That's the thing, like, I'm not even a Lakers fan, far from it. I'm a Thunder fan, and we just busted. Well, I ain't gonna say busted the Rockets because we're gonna beat them by five. But you feel me? We just, it's like, I think we up in the season series for real, for real. Like, no cap. But it's, I just like watching LeBron, like, you feel me, like, he grinded, you know what I'm saying, like, for this, to, you feel me, like, this is easy for me, you know what I'm saying, but I didn't think they would have got blown out, like, by 32, goddamn, you know what I'm saying, but, like, you see that he actually got a team, and he really don't gotta work for nothing, but, like, LeBron's always been, he's always been that nigga, you know what I'm saying, but, it was always on his own. But now it's like more of a collaborative effort because he got help. That's all Bron needed in his career was help. Like, no matter what the OGs say about Jordan, Jordan had help. Jordan had Dennis Rodman, Scottie Pippen, John Paxson, John Sally, Steve Kerr, Tony Kukoc. Like, come on now. I can keep naming people. Bron had Drew Gooden, Andrew Zowskis, Mo Williams. Come on now. Like, what? Come on now, bro. quit playing. That's the thing. Growing up as a little pup, I wouldn't even like. I didn't even know nothing about basketball, but I watched Bron. I've been watching Bron since I was young. So you feel me? It's just like, damn, he's finally. This is all he needed, bro. And he finally got it. So I gotta tune in. Like, every Laker game I can watch, I'm tuned in. I really be going hard for the Lakers too. Like, I'd be like, damn. I'd be sick when they lose, especially if I'm watching. I'd be like, damn, man. Like, y'all had this game in the bag. And y'all lost. For real, like, I gotta be better. But they, I don't know. I hope you feel me, they tough. Because I want the Lakers. I want Bron to win one. You feel me? Because that's the expectation anyway. So he gotta win a chip. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, next year is not promised, bro. Like, not that he's gonna die, but next year is not promised. He might fall off. You never know. For real. Like, at all. You really just never know. Like, he's hooping this year because this was, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the thing. I think everything, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all know. Well, for the listeners that's been here since day one, this podcast, you know, it started off as a conspiracy podcast. And I'm pretty sure we did an NBA episode. I'm not for certain, but I mean, I can definitely do one. I have no problem doing one. But, like, I just think that everything is, you feel me? Everything's supposed to line up LeBron. Like, he's when that fan threw something at Bronny, they made it about LeBron still. And I was like, man, like, LeBron just is over everything for real. So I'm just like, okay. Like, this is, the NBA is really LeBron's league. And ain't nothing wrong with that, because LeBron's the best player to ever touch a basketball. Like, ever. You know what I'm saying? Like, ever. Best player to touch a basketball. I don't care what nobody said. Like, he's the most versatile player that is in the game. I can't wait to see him. Like, Skip Bayless, he be hating, but he's right. Like, Bron, he know how he got to give it up. He know that he is not ready to get three straight chips in a row. So, you feel me? He's trying to get all the milestone achievements. And I'm not mad at that. Knock all the achievements off as you can. But I do need you to win a chip so you at least got four. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you got four chips and they all with different teams, bro, look how that makes you. Two with Miami, one with Cleveland, one with the Lakers. Like, that'll really, you see, that's ignorant. Like, yeah, they can be like, oh, he's 3-9 in the finals. So what, bro? I mean, winning is everything, no cap. I'd rather be 9-9 than be 3-9. But at least I got three of them hoes. You know what I'm saying? Because half the motherfuckers hating on him don't even got one. Charles Barkley don't got a chip. I don't know if Kenny Smith don't be hating, but, like, Charles Barkley don't have a chip, bro. And you be the, he, you feel me? He be hating. Let me see. Chris Webber definitely don't got a chip. Old scrub ass. How you suck as a commentator and a basketball player? Like, you just overall cheese, bro. The only nigga that really be taking up for Bron is Mark Jackson and Jeff Van Gundy. Like, other than that, everybody and Shannon, Sharp Uncle Shay Shay, because everybody else be trying, they be trying to hate on my man. You feel me? That's the thing. He's not even my man. But, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm a Thunder fan. KD, my favorite player. No matter what. Well, that's the damn idea. It's called Bron, the most versatile. I might have to eat that real quick. Pause. Let me see. Because KD is, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's really easy money sniper for real. Like, his Instagram name, he live up to it. I don't know if it's his IG no more because he's a whore. But that's still, like, my favorite player, no matter the personal decision that led to him to, you know what I'm saying, leave us. But it is what it is. Like, you're a man. You got to live for yourself. You can't worry about everybody else's opinion. And that's what he did. So, I'm not mad. But, yeah. KD is really, like, bro, he's... KD's hard. KD's clean, for real. KD might be second. Like, when he come back next year, he still got it. I know that for sure. But, like, you tell me, when he come back next year, fuck what Kawhi's doing. Fuck what everybody else is doing. Fuck what Giannis is doing. You know what I'm saying? He's going to be hard. For real. Because he can do everything, too. Like, he's a ball hawk, but not like he be hogging the ball, but he's a ball hawk. He can play defense. He's really just, I don't know. I ain't going to say he's the most versatile, because Bron can play every position, 1-5. But KD definitely can't do that. So Bron got the most versatile, but you feel me? KD's hard. Like, KD can do a lot. He's not better than Bron. Like, as long as Bron's still playing, Bron's the best player in the NBA. Mate, damn. I'm over here. Boy. Y'all would think this is I'm a LeBron sexual. I said it wrong. Y'all would think I'm a LeBron sexual, but I'm not. You gotta appreciate greatness. Like, you can't. Like, while you can watch greatness, you gotta just appreciate the hell out of it. Because it's not going to be another LeBron. Like, even though we see Zion's in the league, he come back tomorrow, too. So, we're going to see what that's about. Probably nothing. Like, not that he's a dud or nothing, but he probably ain't, like, made the wall. He probably only dropped, like, let me see. Let me predict his stat line and the dub. Plus, they just won tonight. So, I want them to make it in the playoffs because J.J. Redick, he told Zion, he said, don't mess up my good streak of being in the playoffs. I'm not mad because they just, they were supposed to beat the Clippers. I don't care what nobody says. They had that game. Y'all was supposed to beat the Clippers. It's all right, though. You know what I'm saying? That shit like Blue Magic. They was really supposed to beat the Clippers, though. Like, it don't make no sense. Y'all had to. They just started. Kawhi had 33. And they were down, like, 15. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, think about that. Kawhi had 33. And they were down 15. And I think he only finished with 35. And he had 15 in the third. So just think about that. Like, I don't know if it's because they're young or what, but they need to get that together. Because that's not Fuego. But Zion come back, so we're going to see. I think he's going to have 25, 10, and 5. That sounds reasonable for real, for real. Because he ain't going, like, it's not about to cook no niggas. He ain't about to be doing nothing extra, you know what I'm saying? He just said get his points, do what he got to do. He might, hey, if he's open on the fast break, he might try to smack a three, depending on how he's feeling. Because Dwight Howard's out there smacking threes in his 16th season in the league, so you just never know. That's what I like about basketball. Like, it's so unpredictable. Like, with football, you really gotta, like, it's both of sports I'm used to the point. Because, you know what I'm saying? I used to be I could have went D1. That's a whole nother story I might tell y'all one day. But no, like, for football, you gotta make play. You gotta be a strategist. And you gotta be able to read defenses and coverages. Like, with basketball, you have to do that too. But, like, basketball is really a one-player game. But football is more a team and a collective sport. But with basketball, all you need is one star player. Like, literally, you might not win the big one, but you'll be able to contend for that whole. Like, just look at Bron. You know what I'm saying? Like, in my high school, we had a star player. You know what I'm saying? Whenever he played, he's cooking everybody. Touched 1,000 points his junior year. You know what I'm saying? But then, oh my goodness gracious. Yeah, like he just basically more of so you one stop player for basketball. But when you have a team of star players, that's what makes you stand out and be different than everything else. So yeah. But it ain't like that all the time. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like that all the time. But the NBA is ignorant because it's really just unpredictable. Like any night, you can go out here and get your ass demolished. Like that's the thing. You're not just losing. I mean, it is close game, but for the most part, if you losing, you're losing by like 10+. And when you're playing with the fellas, anything over 10 is considered a blowout. So when you out there playing 2K for your pride, always remember, anything over 10 is a blowout. And if you get beat by 21, like you just really cheats. But sometimes it happens. Like sometimes your friend, like, you know what I'm saying? I used to be that guy where I suck, but then one day I would just catch a lucky like dub. But nah, it's not like that no more. But you just never know. Like for basketball, you never know what your opponent's gonna do. Like you have to match up, especially when you're playing 2K. Like I can't go get the Pelicans and then my homie get the Lakers because we're not gonna match up. Now if Zion was like a 95 or something, or like somebody else, let me see, like if Brandon Ingram was like a 95 or something. Like we could match up, like, and then let me see, if Brandon Ingram was a 95 and Zoe was like an 85, yeah, we could match up like that, but it's not the case. So you really just gotta like, that's why when I play 2K, I'd be like, here, you choose first, and then I choose my team, because like it's really not a lot of teams that can match up with the Lakers. Like yeah, the Bucks got Giannis, but they only have Giannis like. As a star, you know what I'm saying? And height wise, like they got Giannis. What's his name? It's literally slipping my mind right now. What is his name? Brook Lopez, they got him. And then they got Ilyasova. But can't nobody guard like them three? Like Giannis might be the only one that can actually guard AD, like push the pace of the court and everything, like keep up with him in bad shape and form. Because I know for sure them other two jokers can't do that at all. I really know that. Like Ilyasova, he's good from the three though. Like just if y'all got him open, let him go on and pull. Like earlier when I was watching the Pelicans game, Brandon Ingram drove to the basket with three men on him, which left J.J. Redick open in the corner. And J.J. Redick smacked the three. So I was like, okay. I'm not mad at that. I don't know what's going on with the Rockets, but they need to figure it out. Russell, well, I almost said Wilson. Russell Westbrook's average like 30 in the past 5 games. Not in the past 4 games, and they've all lost all four. So I don't know. And then James Harden, this is his sixth time missing. I don't know. I didn't read the stat right, but this is his sixth time missing a lot of 3-pointers because he missed 16. So I think it's his sixth time. Yeah, this is his sixth time missing 16. So that just tells you what type of time he's on. He went 1 for 17. So yeah. But let me see, did I already say the Lakers got demolished? Yeah, the Lakers got demolished. But can't even be mad because that's Kemba Walker's first win against LeBron, and they've played 28 times. So 1 in 28. Okay, buddy. Like, you can have this little sorry ass man. Yeah, I'm make us look bad because y'all blew us out. But y'all can have this little sorry ass man. It don't do nothing for me, bro. I'm still going to get paid when I'm supposed to get paid and how I'm supposed to get paid. So, you feel me? What people say, I can't let no shit I can't control destroy me. But that's the kind of thing. They can control it. But I didn't watch the game because when I looked, the Lakers was up, so I was like, okay, cool, I ain't gotta worry about it, it's gonna be an easy dub. And what's crazy is I was watching the pregame show, Charles Barkley called it, he was like, the Celtics are gonna win big. And they did, they won by.
Sorry about the first part of the episode, guys, it's kinda, you know, grainy, ran into some unforeseen technical difficulties that I didn't know about, but I'm still gonna put the episode out anyway. Why waste content, you know? You know, just suffer through a little bit. This is just a precautionary tale that I'm going to put in the beginning of the episode. So when you guys hear this, like, you already know that the first part of the episode is a little grainy and, you know, a little wiry. But the rest of the episode will be clear and you'll be able to hear me. So, as you guys know, that at the beginning of the episode, you know, it's kind of rough, but if y'all suffer through it, I guess I can make it worth your while. I'm not going to do nothing, but, yeah, like, let me see. So we talked about basketball. Oh, did y'all know Martin Luther King loved white women? Okay, I'm not mad at him. You know, I like white women too. I don't love them, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a conspiracy going on that's one of the... Oh, brother. I'm tired. Hey, y'all should really, like... That's why, you know, I had to put the audio art out anyway because it's 6 in the morning. This is about to drop at 8 a.m. I made sure this episode was nice and fresh for y'all. For real. Like a little Caesar's hot and ready. You know what I'm saying? Unprofessional as hell, hot and ready. You know what I'm saying? I had to make sure that I'm giving y'all what the streets ask for, what y'all need. You know what I'm saying? But no, that's a conspiracy I've heard that, you know, dealing with them white things. And then people find out. So they was like, you know what I'm saying? They was like, here, we tired of you anyway. But you out here trying to fuck with all women too. Oh yeah, you got to go, buddy. But word to Sada, baby. Do you believe in my dreams like Coretta, bitch? Word to J. Cole. I can't quote his verbatim. But he was basically saying, what you think Coretta was doing while Martin was out there cheating on her. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to think about it. You a political activist. You try and do what's right for humans, but you still a human at the end of the day. Like, you got vices, you got urges that you need to act, impulses that you need to act on. So I'm pretty sure, you feel me, he found the little creep spot in a couple towns, knocked him off a couple joints in the name of equality for black people. But that's just me. Maybe y'all gonna be like, damn, like, you really said that about Martin Luther King? I'm like, yeah, bro, I don't hold my tongue for nobody. And I'm not speaking ill of the dead, so y'all can't try to say that. But, like, hey, it is what it is. You like who you like. You leave it at that. But I really don't like to talk about politics and things of that nature, even though it's not politics. But it deals, like, it's in that range. So, yeah, what was I about to say? Oh, football, yeah. So, it's going to be a 49ers and a Chiefs Super Bowl. I was low-key hoping for a Packers Chiefs Super Bowl just because I want Aaron to win him one. That's why I wasn't mad when they beat us. But we really should have beat them. Like, for sure, we definitely should have beat them, but when they beat us, I wasn't mad. I was like, okay, just go all the way now. Like, you know what I'm saying? Make me proud. Let me cheer y'all on from a distance just because. But it might be curtain for Aaron Rodgers. For real. And then Tom Brady. I wonder what Tom Brady is going to do. Like, he got the football world waiting. Because everybody keeps saying, oh, he would be a perfect fit back home in San Diego with the Chargers. Maybe he don't want to go there. What if he actually does want to stay a Patriot? I mean, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But that shit's broke, so it needs to get fixed, like, some way, shape, form, or fashion. Hell, if you got to fire Belichick, nah, don't do that. Because he's going to get a job anywhere. So, if you fire him, y'all just shooting yourself in the right foot twice. So, I don't know. But that's the thing. Like, I didn't even watch the Packers game. So, I didn't know they was out there getting throttled like that. So, then when I cut it on, I was like, oh, this is the score? Okay. I cut it right back off because I was too embarrassed to see that. I was like, damn, like, y'all just... And I don't know why I was embarrassed because I didn't know none of them, but I was just like, damn, y'all out here really, like, went, you feel me? Y'all really making this? I'm sorry, I'm rambling. Like, my mind's just... I don't know. It's all over the place, but Super Bowl's going to be nice this year. But I hope the Chiefs win. Porn star Jimmy, you got to sit back and wait. You know what I'm saying? You got to wait your time. It ain't your time yet. But I ain't even worried about all that for real, because ain't neither one of these my team. So whoever wins, I really do just want to know what Tom Brady's going to do. Like, tell us. I don't want to have to find out from ESPN. I want you to, like, personally tell me, like, call me up and be like, TJ, this is my decision on my future. I'm like, okay, cool. Because that's really what I want to do. I really want to know. What are you doing, Tom Edward Brady? The third or the second? One of them, I don't know. Fuck Tom Brady, for real. Old ass. I'm happy he got beat up and kicked out the playoffs. Wouldn't dress that shit again in the Super Bowl. But no, for real. I don't know what's going on. But the NFL, for this to be this 100th season, it was surrounded in a lot of controversy. And I think that's, you know what I'm saying, the conspiracy side of me really just wants to, like, it's all connected. But it kind of really is. Like, everything is connected. But that ain't my really cup of tea right now, you know. I'm just, it is what it is. Since we're on the topic of football, Go Tigers. And not them things from South Carolina. I'm talking about the real DBU, LSU Tigers. I was really, you know, I'm happy I predicted them to win. I just knew they had it in them. Joe Burrow, a.k.a. the black Macaulay Culkin, a.k.a. the new and improved Macaulay Culkin 2.0. He was out there doing his thing. He was out there slinging that rock. Like, he's... I don't know. If they bring back NCAA within the next 2 years, I hope that we can play with him. Because not even like for the... Because you feel me? I don't know. He was a unique quarterback. And then his story was just... he had a wonderful story. He went from being... You know what I'm saying? Like, he was at Ohio State playing backup. Then you lost the job because you got injured. You try to carry on your daddy's alma mater. And then got barred up, and then you ended up at LSU with a squad around you. You go 14-0, beat 7 top 5 teams. Excuse me, throughout the season, and then you win the championship. with your coach who sounds like an alligator. Everybody, Ed Orgeron. Ed Orgeron. Go Tigers. That's really all I got on this week's episode because I'm definitely tired. This was ill prepared, hence the name Unprofessional as Hell. I could be misogynistic, but women, you know, they're something else, boy. But you guys be easy. Sorry for the technical difficulties. Next week there won't be any, and the episode will be out on time. On Mondays, back to our regularly scheduled programming next week. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.